from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now as a part of Patriots Monday, it is New England Patriots defensive end pass rusher Josh Uche, brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Josh, it's Gresh and Andy Hart. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good, good. I know, Josh, there was a lot of talk of your return coming back to New England. You saw opportunity here where maybe others didn't. Can you just sort of shed some light on that now? And have you been proven right even more in your thought process now that we're almost through training camp?
Yeah, my thought process on coming back to New England was based on the sole fact that this is the team that drafted me. You know, they believed in me from the start and have developed me, and this is where I've grown. And this is where I want to be. And that was a big factor in me coming back. And, you know, as training camp has progressed, you know, the coaches are buying in. They invest a lot into their players, time, effort, energy, everything. And, you know, we're seeing that unfold right now.
We always hear
players. My guy, Mayo.
Sorry. We always hear players say, you know, it's a business when we ask them about trades or free agent departures or cuts. I'm wondering, how does the trade of Matthew Judon, who was a big fan of yours, supporter of yours, mentor for you, how does that affect you personally, and how does that affect the defense as a whole?
You know, I feel like Judon was an integral part of our team, but the infrastructure of the Patriots is we treat everything like a game day scenario, from practices to everything. So we're prepared, and we're going to work hard every day to go out there and put our best foot forward, you know, regardless of, you know, who is on the field. And, you know, it's the next man up. You know, we love Judon as a person, as a player, as everything, but it's a next man up mentality, and it's our responsibility to, you know, pick it up.
Josh, where do you see yourself fitting in on this defense? Are you just a third down guy? Do you have to continue to work hard to get on the field in the earlier downs? How do you see your role within this defense?
You know, I see my role as someone who can help in many different facets, from whether it be third down to early downs to coordination, you name it, you know. So it's really, you know, what's needed at the moment, at the time. And, you know, that's what the mantra here in New England is do your job. And that can change from week to week, day to day. But you just have to be able to do your job at the end of the day.
You mentioned Mayo and everything that's kind of transpiring under Mayo, but as a defense, you guys have DeMarcus Covington as the coordinator, the new play caller. We've seen a decent amount of blitzing, for whatever it's worth, in preseason games. How do you see the way DeMarcus is handling things, and how do you think he's putting sort of his stamp on his defense now?
Yeah, DeMarcus's philosophy is definitely very interesting. I mean, we've added a couple, you know, interesting things into the playbook. You know, we got some new faces, you know, in the different position rooms, and it's been great. You know, there's been a lot of things that we put into place that hasn't been shown during the preseason, but you know, it's all about applying pressure, and you know, that's one thing about DeMarcus. He's all gas, no brakes. So, you know, it's been fun.
Josh, as you see this defense year to year, where do you think this group will have to work to be able to maintain the level that you played at last season? Is it an overall thing? Is there a group that needs to step up? Kind of how do you see this defense trying to get better from some of the great numbers that you put up last year?
I mean, it's overall, it's an, you know, ever evolving process. We can get better in all phases, and you know, that's how we become better as a team. Is everyone tries to find an area they can improve on, and we just do it together.
We all know the quarterback is the focal point of fans, talk radio, everything, and you have a rookie quarterback you face on the practice field, Drake May, number 3 pick. Just wondering, from your vantage point on the defensive side of the ball, what you've seen from the young quarterback you go against on the practice field.
You know, I've seen some good things from Drake May, Joe Milton, you know, Jacoby, Zappy. I've seen great things from all those guys. And it's just it's something that they're going to have to be hashing out throughout, you know, throughout training camp as we come here to a close. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, my job description is, you know, defense. You know, I'm not a quarterback guru. I don't evaluate those guys. I don't know too much. My job is to go get those guys, honestly. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, their coaches are doing a great job evaluating them, and I'll leave that up to them to evaluate.
Have you seen, because obviously you talk about your job is to go get quarterbacks, and you see quarterbacks that are tough to get, Josh Allen or young, you know, Patrick Mahomes, guys that can run a little bit, can throw from weird angles and weird spots. Hell, we saw Patrick Mahomes go behind the back the other day in a preseason game. How challenging is that when there is a quarterback like Drake May who can run a little bit and maybe roll left and throw right sidearm and some of the things that he's shown the ability to do? Does that add, plant a seed in the back of your mind as you are rushing a guy?
Definitely. I mean, just the versatility of a guy, you know, it definitely changes your approach at times. But, you know, personally, I think that makes it that much more fun, and or you have to get that much more creative in your attack approach. But definitely guys that are able to do, you know, things that are outside of the box, you know, definitely, you know, can put different defenses in different positions. So having a guy with versatility is definitely important.
All right, now I do want to ask you, I'm looking at a tweet from the Red Sox on June 5th of this year, and it says, Josh Uche in the house for a ceremonial first pitch. However, Josh, I must ask, did you bring your own glove to your own ceremonial first pitch?
No, okay. I did not. I was definitely borrowed. Yeah, definitely.
All right, good. Because yeah. I was going to say, I think you know better, but when I saw the glove on the hand, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. They normally don't give the ceremonial guys a glove to be able to catch the ball. So I thought you went all Doug Flutie and like went to a game and brought your own glove.
No, sir. They definitely lent that to me. I appreciate it. Appreciate the Red Sox for that. I had a great time there. Shout out to that organization. Great guys, for sure.
Did you play, like, baseball growing up or anything? Was it like riding a bike, or did you have to kind of, like, get out there and sort of warm it up a little bit like you're one of your quarterbacks that you're chasing down?
Yeah, definitely had to warm it up there on the sideline. A couple games of catch, and, you know, just they gave me some pointers that, hey, just don't throw it short. You know, if you're going to do anything, make sure you overthrow it instead of underthrowing it. So I was, you know, a little bit nervous. Felt like third down, definitely. But, you know, I made sure I threw it over his head, way over his head instead of.
Yeah. Who would have, had you completely botched that, who would have been the one teammate that you know would have been texting you maybe just moments after you might have airmailed it into the stands or something?
of a teammate that would have been chirping at me about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting. I would have to go definitely Anthony Jennings. Definitely.
There we go. I like it. All right, Josh, thanks for the time this morning. Have a good practice. Get in some good work, and we'll catch you down the road.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
All right, there we go. There goes Josh Uche, and he is also brought to us by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Patriots.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.